white light. Tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hook. I know you're worried, just leave it all behind. If you see it shine.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, you'll be introduced to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. That is why I have local musicians in the studio.
Good stuff.
Bam. It starts the show on the memory, right? You remember who they are and how amazing they were?
Yeah, in the very beginning, like we had a little prep time in before the show, and I'm like, cool, which one was him? And then as soon as I played, I'm like, oh, I remember those two gigs. They were so good. And so we brought back, that was Shine by Cool Water,
Shine,
by the way.
Shine by Cool Water. And they'll be joining us at the middle of the show.
Yeah, halfway point.
Halfway point. So let's see. It's midwinter. How do you lift your spirits, Benny?
Ooh, during midwinter? Well, right now, playing in the snow with my boys. That's about what I'm doing.
That's funny because I said that about my grandson. He's 9 and he's got basketball and he's like just the things that comes out of his mouth after school. I love it.
I know, right? So I have twin 8s and they're in second grade. So, you know, we're also filing out still after, you know, all of the holiday rush because of their birthday. So we're still kind of getting like books and stuff. So we've been doing a lot of reading together and trying to get outside now and enjoy the snow. So like what? Whoa,
we're in the same boat because I brought a book back from Kauai and that's what he was practicing his reading. And Hanu and he was learning all the words for the animals. Mm-hmm. And anyways, I'm going to bring up Lorena Lopez. She's a travel writer that came in May. She was in Woodby first, but I had the privilege of touring 10 travel writers on Kamehameha Island, and she was one of them, and she's been on the show. That was probably June, and she wanted to interview me for her radio show, and she says, so what does lift your spirits? And I came up with my grandson, because you hang out with kids, it keeps your heart open, they're so inquisitive, and it helps you keep that part of yourself open.
Keeps you grounded.
Children.
Keeps you grounded. They're the future, people. They're the future.
And they lift my spirits because it is gray and dark. So there's, you know, right now we have to really kind of look at the things that make us happy. And for me, it was the last week in the snow and getting out there and focusing on, God, it was beautiful. I went to Woodby Island and got to take some photos on a beautiful sunny day. It was amazing. And when Lorena asked me to be on her show, she interviewed me yesterday. And it was about how you lift your spirits. But she reminded me of when she came into town how she was enamored with Kamehameha Island. And she said it's because of the way my enthusiasm and the way I run around the island. And she had an opportunity to zip line, but she didn't want a zip line. And I guess I did it in such a playful way. She said I was so excited about zipping that she went with Josh, who's from Naked City, the manager, and another person, I think it was Mary. They were both on the show, and she faced her fear, and she got through it, and she just left just totally inspired. But I did a reading with her the last day, and she actually did her homework. She actually did what we talked about, and she's been using my techniques since she left the island, and she listens to the show every Friday. So, Lorena, you're amazing, and it is called Champagne and Champions. I'll put that on my Facebook page today, and you can listen to the interview. But the best thing about the interview was that I reminded myself of the things that I need to do because I need to practice what I preach. Also, Adrian was on the show. He interviewed me 2 weeks ago, and he basically did the same thing. I had to go back and listen to my own show. We have to practice what we preach. We have to get out into nature, exercise daily, think positively. And I'll tell you right now, Kamehameha is a beautiful place, but it's really shut down right now. So maybe 4 weeks ago, I decided I'm going to venture off to Woodby Island. And that's what I did. And I came across, it is Pen Cove Brewery. And today joining us in the studio is Mark and Mitch Oh, gosh, I forgot you guys' last name. Sorry. Hello, Mitch. What's your last name?
Aparicio.
I got so excited about Woodby Island and Kamehameha that I totally forgot who you guys were. Sorry.
Okay, so what it is again?
Aparicio.
There you go.
So cool. I ran into you guys and we met at the brewery. And what am I going to do for you guys now? Do you remember? Something about music.
Yeah, so we're getting ready for the annual Muscle Festival here on Woodby Island in Coopville. And nice event, community vendor. Vendors go make a muscle chowder from the Pen Cove Muscle Company here on Woodby Island. And it's a really great event. Probably have 10 to 20,000 people over the weekend.
And
so
then
we're gearing up for the season to start.
And I got to book some bands, and the bands I booked were Cool Water, Nick Vigorino, and Richard Williams, and Ireland Woods, and they're actually all going to be at your place that weekend. So actually, I'm back doing what I normally do at Naked City on Whidbey Island, and I'm pretty excited. You're also in a band. What's the name of your band?
Yeah, so I've been in a group here, project called Muscle Flats, and we're a classic rock and blues band. So it's great reunion of friends from college, and kind of like you were talking about, the things that lift your spirit. That's for me, that's music is one of it. So I'm really excited about the music scene kind of picking up on Whidbey Island, and meeting a lot of the local musicians and running across you and your crew, and so kind of cross-pollinizing. It's really a great opportunity.
And what do you play?
So I'm a drummer, of course, you know.
Of course. Not everyone plays the drums.
Well, I bring the venue to the group, too, so I'm sure that has some value as well.
That's true. And so how did you get started playing drums?
Well, see, I was a trumpet player, actually, in the beginning, back in high school, and was really begging my instructor to let me play drums and switch from trumpet, and he agreed to let me do so if I joined the stage band as a drummer but stayed in the orchestra as a trumpet player. So that's kind of how things evolved there. But went off to college and really stopped playing for about 15 years. And then I just picked it back up here again about 8 years ago.
And that's the thing that lifts my spirit is the music. So when I came back from Kauai last year, Naked City was saying, hey, we need something. I was doing, was it called karaoke with them? And then I was also doing some trivia nights and such. But they're like, we need a little bit more life in wintertime. So that's when I booked my favorite bands and my favorite friends.
Need more life? Book Dina.
I need more life. Book Dina. And actually,
we try to interject that into the community with our business, you know, and in these type of events like open mic and karaoke and just kind of the craft of arts and performing. And we've got a comedy group that comes through each month, so they're coming up here in a couple weeks. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. Like you mentioned, the Dead Times on Camino, it's just like that on Whidbey. Try to manufacture some fun. But we had a trivia night the other night where we were at capacity at our site. So yeah, it's be fun.
And it's you're making a space for people to come together, all ages. That's my big deal. And you know, over by 9:30, 10 o'clock, and so the whole family can come out, enjoy music. And I've been doing that for 11 years now. Started in Snohomish. I can't tell you how many bands I know, how many bands have been on the show. They come in here and play live. I've helped them not only get booked but get paid, and then promote their CDs. And the whole local music thing is so important. And I always preach this: if you are somebody looking for something to do, you know, go to a local band, get out and support a local business, eat, drink, bring out the family, and then you can buy their CDs or go online and purchase some of their music. And that's it's actually, for me, it's a traveling, it's a community. I think my music friends and my art friends that's what lifts my spirit in the wintertime. There's a lot of things happening, but you got to make yourself get out and go and, you know, bundle up. It is cold, and also be safe. But your place is right there in Coopville. And Mark, hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm here.
Why would you pick Coopville to have your business?
Well, we grew up here. We moved here back. Let's see, I was in fifth grade, I think, and Mitch was in sixth grade, and it's just we moved here from Seattle, beautiful area. I spent a lot of time in the military after high school, and I went all over the country, Puerto Rico to Alaska with the Coast Guard. And I just couldn't find a more beautiful place than Whidbey Island. So moved back here. And when I retired from the Coast Guard, I talked to Mitch about, hey, why don't we get together and start a business? And this is what came to mind.
And why would you choose a brewery or a tap room?
Well, I've been, I was a home brewer back in the early 90s. Me and my best friend, Rick and I got into it one day after standing duty in the Coast Guard down in Port Angeles, and a buddy of ours invited us over, and he said, come over and try some homebrew. This was after standing duty on a New Year's Eve. They're like, yeah, we'll come over and try it. And this guy had this amazing homebrew setup, you know, like four taps, on this home garage with all these beers fermenting and everything. And right then and there, my buddy Rick and I said, we got to do this, man. This is fun. So since then, you know, lots of market research heading to breweries. And at that time, you know, craft brew scene was fairly up and coming. Had an opportunity to live out in North Carolina and spend some time up in Delaware when Dogfish was just beginning. And just really thought it was a neat industry. So I did a bunch of research and kept on brewing homebrew. And when I finally moved back here, I said, Mitch, let's get into this and get into the Washington craft beer industry. It should be pretty fun. So.
And I do healing work, and it's kind of funny, but you both have something outside of just you have a job. You both have jobs, but I always encourage people to do something that lifts their spirit. So making beer, playing music. It's funny, but I do these little readings, and it usually goes back to doing something that, you know, gets you out of bed in the morning, that excites you, something that you're passionate about. Beer making. I remember all my friends started making beer or wine, and those people now have breweries or they have wineries. I think that's amazing. So what's your favorite beer to make?
Oh, favorite beer to make?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really enjoy cooking. So I think that's kind of, you know, builds my passion of brewing. I just brew for fun and the craft of it. We're going to start brewing here soon, but I'm going to hire a head brewer. I just like to get involved in the, you know, what type style of beer, you know, how it's made and stuff. But, I'm just a home brewer now. We're going to get a mad scientist in here to help us brew some amazing beers. So,
well, and I had Don Webb and on the show, and I talked to him quite a bit about the madness of brewing beer, you know. And he's actually works with Farmstrong. He brews some of his beer with Farmstrong and Skagit, Mount Vernon area. But it's a passion, and I also Elspike is a brewery that he's actually was in Stanwood, now has a brewery on Camano Island, but those two people are like really close friends of mine, and so I know that sometimes they have to throw batches out. That's the week they're really grumpy. Have you ever had to do that?
I have, but then I learned later on that there's ways to make a new batch mix together and try to save it. So it's really depressing pouring out beer.
Yeah, and you
but,
guys,
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say another reason, you know, would be is growing up here, we noticed, I mean, there's a lot of farms and a lot of agriculture here. And one of the things that I did when I was home brewing is a lot of my friends used to kind of not really make fun of me, but I was always the guy, you know, trying new things. So on Whidbey here, there's so many neat things here that we can incorporate into a brewery, you know, working with the farms, different ingredients and things, trying to make it all local. So that's kind of our goal with that.
And that's my theme for the show. And then I'd say a good prescription is trying new things, right? Try a new band, try a new restaurant, try a new event. And you have the Muscle Fest coming up, Mitch, and you guys are sponsors. Are you helping out with that event?
Yes, yeah, so we're teaming up with the Waterfront Historical Waterfront Association and also the Penn Cove Shellfish Company, who sponsors the whole event. But all the proceeds go to a nonprofit, the Boys and Girls Club and the Waterfront Association. And our involvement is we've got our house band, of course. Muscle Flats is going to be closing things down that night on Saturday, but we're sponsoring the Heavy Music Tent there. And in addition to that, Dina, you've been working with us to pick the party up, you know, after 8 o'clock there at the tap room in Coopville. Got some bands lined up all weekend. So, yeah, it's a really cool festival. People, they have the transit bus that drop people off. There's 16 different companies, businesses in the community that are making the muscle chowder. And so family friendly, whether last year we had a really great sunny day, and the other Sunday was a sideways wind.
It happens.
Yeah, once the snow melts off, it's going to be a great sunny day here in a few weeks. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, and I'm just got the Muscle Flats. Sorry. I can't believe it. So I worked for...
I laughed right away. I knew it.
Muscle Flats,
I thought
duh.
It was super creative.
I worked for Island County, and I was going back and forth, and I saw... Penkove shellfish, but didn't have a clue what that was. Didn't know what Penkove mussels were or where they came from. And still, till this day, it would be Captain would be in for a weekend. And I'm like, duh. but tell people what those mussel flats are. Penkove, a little bit. What is that for people that have no idea? Like I did in the past.
So Whidbey Island has kind of got a little horseshoe in the middle of it, and it's Penkove, and the Penkove Shellfish Company has been out here since the 70s, putting these rafts out into the sound, and basically they're it's where they harvest their shellfish, hanging off these big ropes down into the ocean. It's just optimal spot for the mussels, and they're known worldwide for their mussels, and I think they do a bunch of different varieties of oysters as well, but they've been doing this for 20 years. I think they raise 20 plus thousand every year for the Boys and Girls Club here on Whidbey Island. So they're really an integral part of the community, and we're excited because we're starting our fourth year of operation, and that's really one of our main things is the community and collaboration with the different businesses. So it fits right in our wheelhouse. So we're really excited about it.
And I think, I don't know what day I went out there, but it was beautiful, and I was up above. I was going to go to Captain Whidbey, but they're renovating. And I looked down, and you see Mount Baker and the blue sky, and all the people were out there doing their muscle work. It wasn't a gym, but it was kind of like that. They were out there working. And Coopville is, you know, especially off-season, it's inexpensive to get a place to stay, and it's fun to walk around. But the nature, and there's Double Bluff, and there's Earth Sanctuary, there's so many things to do in an overnight stay on Whidbey Island. I always encourage people to go on the off season, and we have the ferry Mukilteo, or you can go through Deception Pass, which is a beautiful trip, and it takes about an hour, maybe an hour and a half to get through. But you want to stop. There's Langley, Freeland, Oak Harbor, and Deception Pass. But Coopville, I always say, and I didn't mean to, I listened to some of my interviews, is my favorite town because it's walkable, but it's really close to a lot of other places. Like you could take the Coopville ferry and go to Port Townsend. You can walk on, go over there and have lunch and come back. Fort Casey, don't get me started. But I love Coopville. And again, it's off season. The snow on the ground was amazing. And the roads were actually pretty clear the day I went. But Whidbey Island, Camano Island, it's Island County. Check out their chambers. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Penkove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PenkoveBrewing.com, that's PenkoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camano Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camano Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
There you go. Muscle flats, everybody.
And who's on drums? Who's on first? Who's on drums?
Mitch Aparicio.
There you go. Okay. Sounds good, boys. I like the band.
Woo! Got my party started this morning. Okay, so it's Penn Cove Brewing Company, and Mitch and Mark Aparicio are on the phone with us. I want to banter about the best of Whidbey Island. So, Mark, what's your favorite place to go or activity?
Well, the absolutely best place to go on Whidbey Island is the Penn Cove Brewing Company, of course.
Ooh, right answer.
But Whidbey is just an amazing place. I mean, one thing like Mitch had addressed earlier is we're really into the collaboration in the community here. And there's so many neat restaurants, Front Street Grill, Christopher's, Oyster Catcher. You come into Captain Whidbey, like you had mentioned. You come into Coopville, and there's just so many things to do if you like to hike or mountain bike or just walk around, like you mentioned. A lot of really cool shops downtown and out at what's that called, Mitch? I think Cedar Hollow or Fort Eby. There's so many mountain bike trails out there. We get a lot of bikers around here, and then just around Fort Casey and stuff, lots of really neat things to go see. And then of course Deception Pass, Oak Harbor has some good places to go to, and then down south, like you mentioned, Langley. It's just a neat town. Like you mentioned already, Dina, you can come here and spend all weekend and hit so many really beautiful places.
And the food is amazing. On Camano, I'm not being mean to Camano, but when they say, so where do you get fresh seafood? I go, Whidbey. Because Camano is not, it's so small and our restaurants really don't have a lot of seafood, but the restaurants and the first Front Street Grill, one of my favorite places, plus Captain Whidbey, of course, because of the view. But I was so blessed to get to go over there once. I got paid to go over there once a month, and I usually spent the night. I stayed at Fort Casey. I've stayed at Captain Whidbey. I've stayed at Deception Pass. Oh, I've stayed at, oh, God, the Wild. It's a horse farm in Oak Harbor. God, I wish Wildwood. It was an amazing experience. But, yeah, it's not that far. Right now I can see Seattle, and Whidbey Island from Mukilteo is a 15-minute ride. You're in a city in like 10 minutes, Langley, and you just make a little, you can do wine tastings. They have distilleries now, but it's just, I say Island Time is just a short drive away, but the ferry ride, you know, on especially Monday through Thursday, it's just a great opportunity to go over there. And the Olympics are in your face right now. It's just, I just got off the ferry and I just had to go straight to the Coopville ferry. It was just, it was magnificent. That's what it was. And the deer were running around in Fort Casey. But it's a lovely place to be. And Mitch, when you were growing up, what did you guys do there on the island?
So yeah, we both grew up here on Whidbey, and you know, we played sports. A small town, and you know, everybody kind of knew your name, and a lot of like Mark mentioned, outdoor activities. We grew up in the basketball leagues, and we both played football. Of course, we were in the band, so we travel around all the different bands doing concerts and things like that. And so I think one of the reasons for my wife and I moving back here was just because of that, just that sense of community and the small town living type of thing. You know, we're close enough to the big city to take a ferry or, you know, go across the bridge to get the big city stuff, but create a lot of great relationships here because of the community feel.
And that's why I say local musicians, because you get to meet them after the show, maybe have a beer with them. And I'm really having a hard time leaving Camano because I can't go somewhere where people don't know me and we get to catch up. I like to take the bus because I get off the bus and someone sees me and they give me a ride, and now I'm talking to someone I haven't seen for 6 months. But you know, that whole community thing is what people need. People need more people remembering your name or saying, how are you doing? And you know, I come to I feel so grandmotherish, but I am a grandmother, someone mentioned the other day. But, you know, going to the big city, people aren't really noticing you or smiling at you. Yesterday I got cut off. I got road rage. Darn it. But anyways, it was one of those things where you get on our islands, and the roads, there's like, you know, one really on each island, and it's pretty easy to drive. The buses are free. I mean, you can just walk on Mukilteo and hit a Clinton bus, and it'll take you to Langley, Coopville. You can make a whole day of it, and it's almost like a tour, but it's just Island County, everyone says that Camano should be part of Snohomish. I really like it just the way it is. We're kind of forgotten about. We're both different, but a lot of artists, a lot of musicians, a lot of beaches, public access, volunteers. We have just friends of Camano Island Park that are just amazing. But yeah, it's a great, you know, it's maybe not easy to live there because you have to, you know, leave and take the ferry. But to go visit for a day or a couple days, especially Monday through Thursday, it's just, you get the whole town to yourself. You get to talk to the locals. It's a little bit like Kauai. I go there and I talk to people I don't know, and then pretty soon I'm staying at their houses. You know, that's what you get in small town. And I just love the fact that you guys chose to go back, have a little brewery, and really kind of like what I've noticed, because I've been watching pictures and such, it's friends and family. It's people you know. Like the other day you had someone come in and we cleared the table so that they could have a place to sit. You know, that was awesome. Thank you, Mark. Yep. And Mitch for doing that and inviting me to be a part of it. Let's see. Let's give some websites. Let's see. What's your guys' website?
So, yeah, you can reach us at PenCoveBrewingCompany.com.
And you have a Facebook. And I know you have an Instagram.
Yeah, they're all PenCoveBrewingCO.
So, you can like them there.
Check it out.
And then how about, PenCoveMusclefest.com. And that will be March 2nd and 3rd. And that'll be going on downtown Coopville. Is that where it's at, Mark?
Yeah, it's downtown on Front Street. And we're not quite on Front Street. We're on the other side of the highway. But pretty much the whole town, like Mitch said, there's, I'd say, 16 different companies. So there's buses going all over town on Front Street and then all over on this side of the town, too, tasting mussel chowder all weekend.
TheMusclefest.com. And then you have music starting at what time down there at Musclefest?
So, yeah, they start at 11 o'clock on Saturday and end up at 8 o'clock on Saturday. And on Sunday, they have some afternoon groups playing, I believe, until around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And don't they have a
Friday night and Saturday night, we've got the things at the tap room until 11 p.m.
And I'll be there both nights, Friday and Saturday. Nick Vigorino is Friday. We have, Cool Water, who will be joining us in a little bit. And then we have Richard Williams and Ireland Woods, a beautiful group that Richard has such an amazing connection to all the musicians on Stanwood Camano because he was a music teacher and he has a studio. So he has pretty much mentored every one of the people that have been on my show somehow, taught them how to play an instrument. But let's see, if you want to come out to, let's say there's trivia night and such, we just go to your website. If they want to know the events.
Right there at PenCoveBrewing.com. We have a section there for events, and we've got trivia. We've got the comedy that's coming up here next week, and then everything leading up to Musclefest.
And if you want to see Mussel Flats, that's what, 6 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes, 6 o'clock on Saturday the 2nd, and then we're playing at the Tap Room on the 30th.
And I'll be booking some of my favorite bands right now. I just got the party started. I just started like a week ago. And I will start bringing out some of my musician friends, and I'll have them on the show. And I think we have some future plans. What's your future plans, Mark?
For the brewery? Well, we started in 2016, and our goal was, these three words, craft, community, collaboration. That's kind of what lifted our spirit in starting the business. But we had a phased approach. The first approach was just this small tap room, but it turned out to be a lot bigger than we thought in a town of 1,200 people. So it's been very supportive. The next phase, we started brewing some beer and collaborated with Bastion Brewing Company. So we have one beer on tap that's ours, thanks to Bastion Brewing. After that, this year we're going to start brewing ourselves here. So we purchased a 10-barrel system, and we're going to probably brew, you know, six to eight different styles. Also, with the growth, we plan on opening a couple more tap rooms. So we really want to take advantage of Whidbey Island and collaborate with the whole island and not just Coopville. So we're hoping to have a small tap room down in the south end, something up in Oak Harbor, and our brewery will pretty much feed all of that. So this year, currently, like you had mentioned, Dina, you know, we brought you in as part of the team. We just hired a new business manager and a head brewer. So we're growing really fast. So if I, you know, it'd be good to come out here and see where we start. And a year from now, you know, come and see where we're at then. So it's going to be exciting year of growth. So you need to follow us.
And it's really fun for me to start with something small and see it grow and work with human beings, you know, people that you get to talk to, not someone, you know, that you never meet. And again, I love Whidbey, Camano Island. And I just have to mention a few things going on. Camano, February 15th through the 24th, we have the Great Northwest Glass Quest coming up. I've been a part of that event. It's a major event. It brings families out. They stay the weekend or they stay overnight. And they go looking for these little plastic clue balls. And then they find it, and then they can go to a business or someone who sponsors that plastic clue ball, and they get a beautiful float that's blown by Mark and Marcus Ellinger, who is a Glass Quest, and they're on the art tour. They're just amazing men, and you can go to their studio, Lake Ketchum, and actually watch them blow glass for the 2 weeks. They actually have a plastic clue ball at their house every morning at their studio. And it's just an amazing event. I'm so glad that it's thriving because actually we kind of save that event and we sell more park passes February than we do in July for crab season on Camano Island. Amen. And that's what our parks are pristine and amazing. And Marcus does Nerd Buzzed. And Mr. Benny Mathers, didn't you do Nerd Buzz?
I did, and it was a great show, and you as well. So it's the both of us. We were on separate shows, but we had a good time. They're all geeked out. You know, they're the nerd for a reason. They're all about gaming and game systems and movies and animation, and it's a great show, so check it out. It's a good little podcast of theirs.
And yeah. You can look for Benny or me, and Van Connor was on that, nerdbuzz.com. And I also had Brian from Naked City. So basically, I had the Canopy Tours people on. Mm-hmm. We talk about beer. So you'll bring I'll get you guys on the show.
Yeah.
So what
perfect.
You do when you get your beer done, you go to the show and then we crack the beer and then we talk about the beer and then for an hour we drink it.
You let air out. You let it, you know, do its thing.
And then halfway through, you're a little bit more open.
Well, it depends on the type of beer. So.
I picked a 9%. I don't know how that happened. You told me to get a certain beer.
I bet you didn't, right?
But it's a fun show, and it's Marcus is amazing. It's Jeremiah Johnson, and they're just cute kids. Cute kids. They are kids to me. Anyways, nerdbuzz.com, or you could visit glassquest.com and go see them this February on it's in Stanwood, Camano Island, the Great Northwest Glass Quest. Go check out that website. We also have the Snowbird Festival. You guys, Skagit, you see those birds take off? How amazing that is?
Super cool.
And if you've never seen it, bringing your kids out just for that is amazing. But it's at the state parks, and it's down in Stanwood at the Floyd. And I invite you guys to go to that. Snow Goose Festival, the Great Northwest Glass Quest. Check out Marcus Ellinger at nerdbuzz.com. And let's see, I also want to support Naked City Brewery on our island. They sponsor most of the events. We will be doing music there later this year in the summer. But island time. You know, I call it Camano and Whidbey a short drive away, overnight stay. But it's a place to go to get away from the city, get back into a community because you will meet people. Stop by a brewery, a winery, and say hi. You know, Blooms? Is it Blooms? Darn it. They just moved and they're at the Blooms Winery. Oh my gosh, I just saw their winery the other day.
Yeah, Blooms Winery, yeah.
They moved into a huge space. They're going to have music there. I'm going to bring some of my bands there. But again, Whidbey, Camano Island, Island County. You can check out all their chambers. Just go to a chamber as soon as you drive in. They'll tell you where to go, what to do. Their chamber also has their site, has places to stay. So I invite you guys. It's WhidbeyCaminoIsland.com. Go there. Let's see. I will be basically coming to you guys in March, but you had something that was supposed to go on this weekend, Mark, and it is now postponed for next weekend?
That's right, because of the weather, the chocolate walk, I believe, is what we had scheduled, and it's on the 16th now. Is that right, Mitch? I think so. That's correct.
So it's going to be Valentine's weekend. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but of course the weather, they've changed it. There's a chocolate walk in Coopville. There's wine and chocolate in Langley, so you can check out Blooms. Oh, beautiful venue. I was just totally shocked, and I met the chef. What a small little place they had to what they moved up to. So plenty of things to do this winter. Gosh, it is winter on Kamano and Whidbey Island. And your website, one more time, Mark.
FencoBrewing.com.
And we got Instagram and we got Facebook. Check out what's going on, their events. And I guess I'll be seeing you guys soon.
All right. Thanks for having us.
You were listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Arnold, and we're the co-creators of the Connection app.
Are you busy and sometimes distracted from what really matters?
Do you want a simple, easy, and fun way to enhance your relationships?
The Connection app helps you develop the connection habits that lead to deeper feelings of love, intimacy, and trust.
It's a habit-building app.
The Connection app is making together better.
Download it for free today at theconnectionapp.com, the App Store, or Google Play.
My name is Adrian the Champ Starks, and I am an international speaker, author, coach, and the founder of Champion Up. My mission in life is to help individuals overcome their obstacles by searching, believing, conditioning, and acting upon their winning potential. Why? Because winning is in all of our DNA, and you were born to win. So if you really want to believe in that champion in you, go to my website, championup.net, to discover more about your winning potential.
Lady Wells Vitality Spa and Sauna brings women the ancient health benefits of sauna, steam, and hydrotherapies. Located in the vibrant Greenwood neighborhood, they provide a friendly, beautiful, and affordable environment where women can relax, socialize, and improve their health. The spa features a hot whirlpool, a warm soaking pool, a cold plunge pool, dry cedar sauna, and a steam bath. Retreat your body, mind, and spirit today. For more information, visit LadyWellSpa.com.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
White light, tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hook. I know you're worried, you leave it all behind. If you see it shine, go on and grab a hold of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see it shine.
Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Cool Water, and joining us this morning is Brooke Pennock and Wendy McDowell.
Hey, good morning, Dina.
Woo! So, we were going to do in studio, but you took the advice of Benny Mathers and stayed off the road.
Yes, we did. It's actually started snowing out here a little after 6 a.m. this morning.
And where are you at?
So we're just about 8 miles northeast of downtown Monroe.
Of course. Yeah, Monroe and Whidbey. We know now a weather report. It is kind of snowing there.
Yeah. And oh, gosh. Love Whidbey Island. How exciting, all this stuff coming up.
And you get to be there, both of you. I'm so excited. You were the first people I thought of.
Oh.
First band.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you so much.
Because I got to see you.
We love our Whidbey Island friends and families. And just are so pleased to be asked to come play. It's going to be great.
And, Wendy, you were living on Whidbey as a child?
Yeah. You know, there was a small period of time in my life, very tiny period of time, that I didn't know Brooke yet. And that was when I lived on Whidbey Island. I went to Oak Harbor Elementary School My family was stationed at Whidbey Island Naval Air Station. And, I spent a great number of young years running up and down the beaches and in the skating rink and raising all kinds of heck.
Good for you, because that's how life should be. But yeah, Whidbey Island is beautiful, especially the beaches. And when you need a therapist, just pull into one of the parks, take a walk, and I can guarantee you're going to feel better.
You know, it really, really connected me with music at a young age, because that's pretty much, you know, I'd ride my bike down to the beach every day and hike the beach and build little forts out of driftwood and listen to Heart and, you know, pretend to be Nancy Wilson playing guitar. And
Are you my age? Okay, because Heart and Bellevue, yeah, that was a big deal. And they still are amazing. But, yeah, I got to see you guys like three times this summer, twice on Camano because I had you at Naked City and then once at Stanwood. So the Naked City, you guys, you know, what I did is I had like five or six bands, you know, play. And then I kind of started picking the ones that I would have come back. And that was you two. You were so much fun. And you were just so thrilled about the beer.
Yeah. Oh, it's gluten-free.
Oh,
and the
bonus.
Food is amazing. Their food is incredible.
And it was a good time. And then I was the farmer's market lady down in Stanwood, and I had music playing while you guys were playing at an art festival, but I did get to drink with you guys.
Yay, yes. Of course. We always drink with our friends.
And I think that's my favorite part is, like, you know, I get to be friends with people that are really creative artists, and you know, that keeps me, that lifts my spirits. You know, there's nothing better than, you know, having your friends upstage entertaining you and then having, you know, a beer and a conversation after the fact. So the whole Naked City experience was fun for me because I got to, one, pay all the people I love to come to my island so I could stay there. But I didn't know that 40 weeks, I didn't think that one out. 40 weeks this whole summer I was on Camano. So, you know, it's kind of good that I'm branching out to Whidbey, and I get to bring all my bands with me. But you guys, when did you start playing music, Brooke, together?
Oh, well, I've been playing, you know, guitar by myself since I was probably 9 or 10. And when Wendy moved to the area, you were like 12 or 13. But you weren't really playing. I was playing a little bit. And then Wendy went to Florida, and next thing I know, she's got this rockin' singer-songwriter career going in Florida, and just really sort of brought me out of my shell, because I was just very, very shy. I was writing, but I would only play in my living room or my, you know, kitchen. And then Wendy moved back up here about 15 years ago now, and we hit it right away. We started playing together. Now we've been doing just our duo act for about 6 or 7 years, and it is the best music I've played. I play with a lot of fun players, and we've done a lot of good music. This is just so rewarding and satisfying. And like you said, sometimes you'll come dragging into a show, but our spirits are lifted so quickly once we start going. It's awesome.
And you're bantering between you, just your energy, the energy between you two. And the story is, last year I was at SeaTac ready to go to Kauai, and I heard someone, a beautiful voice. And so I stopped and I was listening. But that was you, Wendy, and I went over to introduce myself. And then I remembered after you said what band you were in that I had your card at my house for six years. I saw you guys in
Way
Snohomish.
To follow up, Dina.
Yes. It's a thing I do. But I have these cards, and there's one day I'm going to find that person, and I'm going to hang out with them. And the timing was perfect. So you're the first band I booked for Naked City, and that was from Snohomish Farmers Market. I just love the way you guys lifted my spirits that day. But that card, can you believe I kept it after moving three times?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. It's kismet. It's a synchronicity.
It is. And we are going to go to Hawaii, honey. I tell you, we are.
I'm so close I can taste it. Me and my music festival in Kauai. Lift your spirits in Kauai with all my favorite
bands. We're on
board. Yeah, and it's a healing thing. It's like more like a staycation, vacation, but, you know, it's everyone needs that. And when you get to go and do what you love to do, your energy is just, it's so vibrant. You just attract all the right people and you get to eat good food and people are paying for you. Just kidding. I'm not kidding. It's true. So true. I live for it.
Oh, stop it. No, don't. Oh,
no. Bring more people along for the ride. And so, Wendy, you play at SeaTac Airport. I just mentioned that. You're still doing that?
Yeah, actually, Brooke and I are playing together today out there, noon to 4.
Really? Why don't you let me know how that works, 12 to 4 at the airport? I'd like
if
to see
we can make it, yes, that's the plan.
You'll make it. You just might be staying there. But you can play. Then there's that beer place right across the way.
Do you have any listeners that live down south that we could
Okay, listeners.
In their basement?
Yeah, what's your Facebook website so in case that you need a place to stay?
Right. You can search at Cool Water Seattle and it'll pop up.
Cool Water. And then you're involved with Gigs for You, which explain that to listeners who haven't listened to the show and don't know what that is.
Sure. Gigs for You is a company founded by Ed Beeson. He has been behind the scenes many, many years for things with STG Productions, Bumbershoot, Concerts on the Pier, just very, very involved. He decided to start up a company that puts musicians to work in public spaces. So we kind of have a roster, a lineup of vetted musicians that sign up through the Gigs for You website, which is GIGS, the number 4 and the letter U, .org, gigsforyou.org. You can sign up at the website, and our music director, Ramona, will review your material and place you on a team, and then you get to go play for people out in public, Seattle park systems and at the airport and down at the waterfront, things like that. It's a great company.
And if you want to do a wedding or a huge event or a music festival, that's who you'd contact.
That's exactly who.
They
they'll set you up. They have the insurance. They have the experience. They have the PA systems and the people to run them. It's a great company.
And it inspires me because all about, here's my little thing. If you buy local, no matter what it is, your farmer's market, your brewery, your musicians, that money stays right here. That money gets spent here. It might even go into your own business. Keep the money here. If you buy, I want to say, I like Elton John. I like all these big bands, but that money does not benefit this area. We all know that. So, and they're just, some of the musicians are just as good. Elton John is Elton John. Or Van Morrison. I love Van Morrison.
Don't just say they're them. They're more than them. And you just picked out the two of the greatest,
okay.
To be honest.
What I'm trying to say is pay $500 for a concert,
yeah.
Okay? Or you could go find, like, I love A Perfect By Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. These kids, a kid that changed my
oil. Kiss was just in town last week.
Kiss. But I don't want to give my money to corporate or I don't want to do it. I'll tell a story about that later, about where that money goes and do our musicians actually get that money anyways in the long run. What we want to do is give it to the person in front of us,
yes,
that knows, that lives in Monroe, that lives in Stanwood or Camano, and then you see them like blossom, and then you get to go to the show. It's like having children, like 25 children, you know. And if they're successful, it resonates in the stage, and then it comes out to the audience, and you take that home with you.
And it is such a positive energy and such a positive influence in your community and in other people's lives. And music heals, and we all know that. And music is very therapeutic, and the energy that's associated with it, especially with the live performances, it's tangible. You can feel it. It's great.
Tangible. That's what the chakras are. You have ideas, you have feelings, but when you take those feelings, like you guys are writing songs, and when you have that song actually out on a CD, now it's tangible. Now I can take it home and listen to it after the song's done. I've actually taken a part of your song and incorporated it into my mind, but you're physically there. And I think the world has no tangible things anymore. Kids don't get it in school. So I encourage, give your kids an instrument. Give your kids a paintbrush. Take your kids to the beach and let them pick up a shovel and build a fort. Those things are so important for your mental, energetic self. You have to have that. And then you're more successful in life. So I love to support local musicians. Are you guys writing new songs, making an album? What do you got coming up?
Yeah, actually, we've been recording our shows lately. We do have a bunch of new material, and we are saving to go back into the studio. We've got a little recorder that we bought that we're using just ourselves to get ready to go to the studio because, you know, that it takes a big wad of money to do that sort of thing. But, yeah, we're getting ready. We've been very active, and Brooke's such a prolific writer. Anybody out there in publishing, please give us a shout because she's got this, you know, huge black book of songs, and we're just dying to sell one to Bonnie Raitt. So.
Hey, I have a really good idea.
What?
I needed a musician to teach a workshop on how to write your own songs. And in Kauai, I have all these bands.
And we'll go.
Okay. This is a good one. Let's just go there. Let's brainstorm. Let me have my dreams. I'm sitting with all these musicians, and not one of them knows how to write or produce a song. None of them. They all are talented. And then basically they did start an original music night on Tuesdays. We got some kids up there. We got some older gentlemen. But most of those our age had never written their own song. They've never been able to produce it and put it on a CD. Don't you think that's just... That is like a school. I think I'm giving it to you guys. There's my idea. But let's take that somewhere because I'll be honest. I wrote a song with Van Conner, two or three. And to have it put the CD after you produced it in the studio and you put it in your car and you drive away, it is like the biggest thrill.
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh,
yeah, for sure. It makes it real. Again, tangible.
Yeah.
Nice word usage there, Wendy.
Thanks.
And it's therapy. I love it's therapy. And then when you get the song all done and it's in the radio, you hear it a couple times like that is not... It's not even what you think it is, but it's like a collaboration, and it's just so, it's therapy. I think everyone should write one song. So I'm thinking of a workshop or a retreat where you go off, and by the end of the retreat, you have your own song. What do you think?
I think it's a fantastic idea. We're in.
Let's throw that over some beers.
All right.
Around.
Let's do that.
Well, again, I have all these great musicians. There's a young kid in Kauai who is an amazing guitar player, and he just needs help finishing some of his songs. And I think that'd be a great anyways, I'm throwing it out there, and maybe that's something we can do. So let's see. You're going to make a new album because we're going to set our intentions because a producer or someone's going to come in, and they're going to have a place for you to do it. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah. Doing that.
You know how to
set. We're scheduled to play Saturday night at the Black Dog Arts Cafe up in Snoqualmie. It will depend on the weather, but we were planning on recording that show as well. So stay tuned to our Facebook page to get the latest updates on that. All of our huge cadre of fans out there.
You have a lot of things coming up because I saw you post, and then again you'll be at SeaTac today for 4 hours. For sure. And then, gosh, there was someone you were playing. Name three or more places because I saw someplace that sparked my interest.
Oh.
Your show.
Oh, hang on. Cause I got to pull it up because I can't remember them all.
I love my Facebook page.
Misty Valley Farms in Carnation on March 1st. And then the Penco Brewing Company, of course, March 2nd. We're super excited about that show.
Woo-woo.
The Amarillo, which is a kind of a new restaurant in Monroe. Really nice. Brooke was there last night.
Yeah, delicious.
Great cool food. Place. Nice place. That's March 24th. And then we head over the mountains again. We love playing in Leavenworth. We're going to play at a place called Stein March 29th. And in April, we're back at the Rep in Snohomish.
The Rep!
I gotta tell you.
Yay! That's finally
love
a place.
Rep.
Okay, the Rep. I know the owners. And that's where I started my music festival. I think it's 12 years ago. Taste of Music. Anyways, the Rep.
Yeah, Jessica and Tom, right?
There you go.
Love those guys.
The Rep. I was like, I know it's a place that I could go. The Rep. Awesome in Snohomish.
Yeah.
So one more time, how can they reach you, the listeners?
Oh, well, they can email us at info@coolwatermusic.net. They can always chat with us on our Facebook page, Facebook Instant Messenger, and our website is coolwatermusic.net.
So like their Facebook page, say interested or going to one of the shows, and then come out and see us in Penn Cove March 2nd. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much. We heart you.
I heart you guys back. And we're going to end the show with your acoustic set that you did in the show, the song Shine. And I invite you all back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
White light, tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hope. I know you're weary, just leave it all behind. If you see it shine, I won't grab a hold of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see it shine. Everything you need, for sure. Yeah, I'm the hope. I know your schedules, follow my lead.